Should they have been there? That's the question many are asking in the wake of the tragic eruption on Whakaari White Island, which has killed at least five people. The island's alert level had recently been raised from a level 1 to a 2 out of 5, but that wasn't enough to stop tours heading over and allowing people to walk into the crater. Emma Hatton reports.
White Island, Whakaari, a private scenic reserve, is accessible only if accompanied by a permit-holding tour operator. It's up to the operators whether to take people there, based on advice from science organisation GeoNet, which monitors the island's activity. On November 18, GeoNet upgraded Whakaari's alert to a level 2, after an increase in gas output, a rising crater lake, and geyser-type activity at the edge of the lake. A spokesperson for GeoNet said all its volcanologists were too busy to talk in the aftermath of the eruption, but that its experts spoke frequently with the tour operators, advising them on the state of the island. Paul Quinn, chair of Ngā Tiawa Holdings, which owns White Island Tours, said the heightened alert levels on the volcano over the last few weeks didn't meet its threshold for stopping operations, and everyone was comfortable continuing to go there.
Level 3 and above, we liaise more directly with GNS. But at level 2, level 2 is still within our operational guidelines.
2.5 years ago, the Bay of Plenty Civil Defence Emergency Management Group took formal responsibility over the emergency response plan for Whakaari. The group took that over from central government because the privately owned island doesn't come under the jurisdiction of any city or council. The former chair of the group, Greg Brownless, says while it had that responsibility, it had no mandate to stop people going to the island or offer any sway on what tour operators could or couldn't do. He's not sure a group like that should have such power, as it could be a slippery slope.
That could lead to us and tourists not being able to go anywhere in a number of different activities or things that have some danger. I mean, we have geothermal all around this place. So I guess it's a question of how far you go.
Addressing reporters this afternoon, the tourism minister, Calvin Davis, says whether people should have been on the island is an important question. But today isn't the day to be asking it.
This isn't really the time to be asking those questions when we still have bodies on the island where we need to recover the lost people. And there will be a time to answer these questions, but it's really just not appropriate today when we haven't gone through that whole process.
The Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters agreeing, saying there was no value at this point in unfocused speculation.
All these questions are seriously premature at this point in time. What's our number one focus? It's to see we get all the attention and the care to the victims here and the wider families of those involved. And those aspects will not be covered over, not be hidden. We'll get to the bottom of it at the time when we properly can.
GeoNet's alert level for Whakaari is currently rated 3 out of a possible 5. Whether or not tour operators continue to be in charge of who can visit the island, or indeed if tourism is to continue on the island, is expected to be discussed in due course. For Checkpoint, Emma Hatton.